broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 13th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a broadcast that's unique among all the rest. Why? Because we focus on solutions. Our goal, always, is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We believe in the checks and balances put forth by the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. Absolutely brilliant. And the rule of law. And therefore, we don't need revolution, but restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is the answer. Hope you're all doing marvelous. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, and we'll launch into the news that it refused to use for today. Yesterday, we had our guest on, Mr. Michael Connolly, USJF.net. That's U.S. Justice Foundation. He happens to be the executive director of the United States Justice Foundation. MichaelConnolly.jigsy.com, that's his other email, his other blog. One's a website, one's a blog. Let me say this again, just because. USJF.net stands for the United States Justice Foundation. MichaelConnolly.jigsy.com is his blog. He also wrote the booklet, Our Constitution, and he wrote an article, They Are Coming for Our Guns. It's up on Liberty Roundtable. Live, libertyroundtable.com. It's official, Michael Connolly says that in his article. 2015 is the year that progressives will make an all-out push to quash the Second Amendment. The question is, will they disarm the American people? It's all up to us. That was hour one with Michael Connolly. The second hour we had on Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Commentary on a troubled world in your inbox every Friday, worldaffairsbrief.com. I want to just kind of mention at the end of the hour, I mentioned this Michael Connolly piece. Joel Skousen at first disagreed with it and said, I don't think they're going to take our guns. And again, it all comes down to interpretation of reality. At first, Joel was like, they're not going to take our guns. They're not going to push for that. Only war will get that done. And eventually when the war comes, yeah, they'll try to make that push. But until then, hey, they're not going to. I agree with Joel Skousen in the entirety. In other words, they're not going to get our guns in 2015. Don't get me wrong. However, Michael Connolly is absolutely correct that they're going to try to create greater and greater swaths of Americans that cannot have guns. And they're going to push this danger idea that everybody's in danger of mentally ill people as their foot in the door. And they're going to continue to push this. They're going to continue to use the medical profession to push into your life and find out, do you have a gun? Do you have violent tendencies? Are you mentally unstable? Creating lists of reasons that you should not be able to own a gun. And so I agree with both points. If it's in the extreme, hey, they're going to take away our guns in 2015, I believe Joel Skousen's right. No, they won't. Do I believe they're going to go for broke and absolutely crack down hard in 2015? No, I don't. It'll backfire. They're not ready. However, do I believe they're going to open this exception, this mentally ill situation, and continue to push the envelope, but continue to ratchet up the violence? Without question. So I believe both men are correct, if you want my humble opinion. It just depends on exactly what details you're talking about. They will absolutely push hard. They are coming for our guns. It is official. In 2015, it's the years that progressives are going to make an all-out push to try to take your guns away. They're not going to do it by force. Joel Skousen's right. But they are going to do it. They're going to use international law and treaty. They're going to use the banning of bullets with the environment. Lead issue. They're going to shut down lead plants. They're going to push on the state levels. And they're really going to push hard to make it harder and harder and harder for you to keep and bear arms, ladies and gentlemen. They will. Now, Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, we talked to him about a lot of topics before he joined us. Kurt brought up this New Jersey Montclair State. I guess they're going to spend $210,000 on a hawk statue to raise school spirit while they run around and claim they don't have any money for education, huh? Wow, we talked about Laura Ingraham, conservative talk show host. She claims that conservative Christians don't have a shot at the White House. She's primarily talking about Huckabee, maybe Romney, if you consider him a Christian. I personally believe the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are Christians. I mean, after all, the name of their church is the Church of Jesus Christ. Does it get more Christian than that? Just asking. Nevertheless, the debate rages. Huckabee trying to marginalize anybody but an evangelical. But Laura Ingraham basically claiming that, hey, you know what? If you push religion too hard, or, you know, the Christians don't have a chance. And sad to say, in America, I think because of the manipulation of the mainstream press and statements like Laura's, I think she may be right. What if all the big talk show hosts said we've got to have a Christian man in the White House? We've absolutely got to. And what if they absolutely all stuck together on that principle and said, listen, we've got to have a good, honest, moral Christian leader? Instead of being at Laura Ingraham and being a naysayer, I'd rather kind of say, let's search for a good, honest Christian leader, shall we? That would be my proposal. But yet I differ from Laura Ingraham. Her prediction may be correct. However, I believe that you could either be in the news and just acknowledge, or you could try to change the game. You could try to be a solutions-oriented American. And I would say, hey, I don't want to be negative and say the Christians don't have a chance. I want to say, you know what, Christians, stand up. Get involved. Become part of the solution today. I'm here to help lead when it comes to solutions. Underground, on rooftops, everywhere. They say farms are making it possible in big cities. You can grow food anywhere is the point. Incredible article. We ought to have more series on growing food anywhere, by the way. Big bank manipulation, or big bank manipulation, I should say, of investments and prices. This was in Joel Skousen's article. He's basically saying, hey, they're manipulating everything in our economy. He also talked about the failed challenge to unseat Speaker Boehner. Talked about the Clinton scandal surfacing again. Joel Skousen doesn't believe that Clinton will win the White House, but Clinton will be the nominee for the Democrats in 2016. They're talking about Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney. Those are so far the insiders that they want. Well, Joel Skousen doesn't believe Mitt Romney is an insider. So Chris Christie and Jeb Bush, the two insiders, and then Romney's kind of an unknown factor. He believes that Romney has more star status than the rest of them at this point, though. He may be right on that, but I'm convinced they won't let Romney be president. I just don't believe it. Who will be the outsiders chiming in? Ted Cruz, who I believe is not constitutionally qualified to serve. You got Rand Paul, who's supposedly shaking it up. Time will tell on all that. I believe they're going to do what they did last go around, though. They're going to run a bunch of Republicans and give them their, quote, heyday, or their, you know, 5 minutes of fame. And then they're going to be, this candidate was awesome. Well, there's not sustained support for this guy. And the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy, and then they'll end up with who they want. They did that last time. Some people are saying they want to solidify their candidate quickly and early and not have that fiasco happen. Time will tell. Even Ben Carson thinking about tossing his hat in the ring. Mike Huckabee thinking about tossing his hat in the ring. Who would be the most valuable possible candidate? I think if you got a Mitt Romney and a Ben Carson together, you might actually have something, you know? Not that I really think that either of them are the best. Ben Carson's the best of them, but he's not very strong on your right to keep and bear arms. Anyway, I guess we talked about who prints protester signs. That debate's going on. Paris shooting and the war on the EU-Muslim integration issues. We talked about Palestinian statehood failed. We talked about Black Gold Stranglehold, the incredible book from Jerome Corsi, the myth of scarcity in the politics of oil. Corsi questions this truism that oil is fossil fuel. It's not a fuel. It's not a truism at all. Oil cannot come from fossils, folks. It's just not even mathematically a remote possibility. Don't mistakenly drive in Maryland or New Jersey with your concealed weapon. I'm telling you right now, it'll be nothing but trouble. Run from the eastern states is the point, patriots. There you have it. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Liberty Roundtable Live just yesterday. And the broadcast is still archived at libertyroundtable.com. You can listen on demand, free, at your convenience. Also available on the Roku player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel and then Liberty Roundtable Live. By the way, we're starting to put more shows up on demand on the Roku player as well. News the networks refuse to use for today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You got chopped off there at the end. I hope you're all right.
Thank you.
Perfect. Leave that on there. And what do you think, Kurt? Rush Limbaugh came out with an interesting statement. I think you and Rush agree on the same thing this time, Kurt. Kurt and Rush. What do you think of that?
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
You know...
He says some good things from time to time, Kurt, if he'd just stand up for what he says.
Yes, he does.
You know what I mean?
Yes, he
if
does.
If he'd just kind of follow so through. Mm-hmm. If he'd just put that freedom above fortune once in a while. Other than that, he does some pretty good things.
He talks pretty good talk, except for right at the time when you need him
the most. Good point. That's a Glenn Beck famous... whatever, too.
Yeah.
But here's what Rush said, Kurt, and I want you to respond to it, so be ready.
All right.
Rush Limbaugh, quote, Republicans are on a suicide mission.
Okay.
What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, you know, first I'd probably ask Rush, which Republicans and what is a Republican?
Well, you're not going to get anything done with that question, Kurt.
I know, but I'm just saying that's what I'd really want
to know. We're talking about the leadership,
Kurt.
We're talking about the House and the Senate
the
that got elected.
The insiders that are, you
but
know,
look,
the Cruises
Kurt,
and the Boehners.
It doesn't matter how good individuals are that you believe might be Republican that would redefine what Republican is or use the platform. Look, Republicans are a group of people that got elected this go-around in the House and the Senate. And they're going to be defined by what they do as a whole. Now, individuals might stand up and be counted for liberty, and you and I would give them credit when credit's deserved. But as a whole, the nation is going to judge the Republicans based on what they do as a group. Last time, the Republican Revolution, for example, absolutely failed. And even though there were several good people in there that did their very best and truly stuck with their platform and everything, who truly voted for less government and the proper role of limited government, they didn't get at least, you know, the fair shake that they should have. You and I might have singled them out and gave them some support and some credit. But by and large, the Republicans are going to be judged by what they do as a group. And Rush Limbaugh says Republicans are on a suicide mission. And frankly, as a whole, I agree with him, Kurt. Not counting the exceptions that you and I would point out as the leaders and as the solution providers, what are the Republicans doing? They're going to try to change the number of hours from 30 to 40, and they're going to try to fight the pipeline. Other than that, I don't see anything that's really of value that they're doing at all. They got elected over 2 months ago. They got sworn in, a week or two ago? Week and a half ago? And I don't see a single thing out of them. Do you, Kurt, really, that's of substance?
You know, I know Mr. Boehner said that he was the most anti-establishment leader ever.
Yeah, so if you lie on top of it all, then, you know, you're going to lose even more credibility. It's even more of a suicide mission.
It reminds me of the old phrase that our buddy Jerry Hughes would say, nothing is official until it's been denied. So, you know.
Now, even though I don't like the movements of Obama, I don't like his moves, but at least he's taking bold action, Kurt. Headline, Obama proposes idea, right?
Good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about where he says, now we got to have more government school. It's supposed to just move right on to at least he wants two more years of the community college for free. And then he also, are you talking about the... Federal Reserve Board?
Well, I'm talking about the ones you sent me. You sent me an article. It has this headline on it.
Uh-huh.
Says Obama proposes idea of 2 free years of community college.
Yeah.
Now, did you send me the Federal Reserve one? I'll have to look
at that. Yes. All right. But anyway, the Obama, you know, he came out with this and it caught a lot of headlines. You know, everybody's like, wow, you know, we thought high school was all the free school, and then, of course, they forget about the Pell Grants and all the other free school we already hand out. But he's proposed this idea of 2 free years of community college.
Yeah, buddy.
He says as long as you're willing to work for it or
absolutely.
Something like that.
Now, Kurt, let's give Obama some credit. At least he's on the offensive.
Yep. Well, yeah, he's definitely on the offensive.
Now, I disagree with his government school plan entirely. Don't misunderstand me. But look, what offensive action do the Republicans even have on the table?
None that I'm aware of.
All right. So, you know, you got to at least, Barack wants to move the ball for his goals. Agree or disagree with the goals, you got to give him credit. He's got some gumption. I mean, he's a lame duck. He's been caught in scandal after scandal after scandal when it comes to violations of the constitutional law. Everybody's ran around and admitted it and virtually said, look, this president's out of line, out of control, violating the law, but nobody does anything about it. And he's just simply flat out going on the offensive. He just says, buddy, I'm going to knock you down. I'm going to steal your flag, and I'm going to the goal, baby. And you know what? No one's doing anything about it. So pretty soon what you'll have is the Republicans will complain and go, golly, we don't believe government school is a good idea. We don't believe that everybody ought to have free college. And then what they'll do is they'll vote yes to fund it. They'll vote yes to pass a law to support it. Then they'll run around and wring their hands and claim how they're totally against it, given the opportunity to shut it down. Then come election time, they'll say, our whole goal at election is going to be to shut that down. Barack's crazy. Can't have 2 years of free college. That's insanity. Not in America. That's not the America we grew up in. And then by golly, they'll get elected and they'll go, golly, you know, we really can't stop Barack on this. And you know, what we're going to do, though, is we're just going to simply say that, you know, man, we're not going to give you books with your free college. I'm telling you that right now. I mean, no free books. That would be crazy. And then Barack will say, I'm executive ordering free books. And then they'll be like, golly, we can't really stop Barack on free books. Kind of a sad deal, but, you know, not much we can do about it. And then a couple of guys will stand up in the Republican Party and say, golly, we're going to stop books, man. We're going to filibuster and stop free books. And then the insiders in the Republican Party are just going to shut down and marginalize their, quote, enemies in the House and the Senate that are right-wing extremists. And bam, free school, free everything. Isn't that the pattern, Kurt, that we see? Like it or dislike it, Barack's
sure
on a bender.
Sure does sound like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, does anybody do anything different? For example, while we're trying to put a bill into the hopper to try to audit the Fed, Obama just doubles down and rewards education. I found your next article about the Federal Reserve Board, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. You know, and I was unaware. At least I didn't see this anywhere else. But you know, he basically has picked, at least nominated, a professor from a local university here in the area, the University of Utah, to the Federal Reserve Board. You know, and it brings up the opportunity to mention how this whole thing works. You know, a lot of people think, well, that, yeah, that's, see, the president is who chooses who's going to be on the Federal Reserve Board. Well, as I understand it, yes, he does. He chooses it from a list given to him by basically the Board of Governors. So, you know, that's not exactly the president's in control of it, if you will.
Well, and when you talk about the Board of Governors, you're talking about the governors of given states, which are decidedly Republican, and they're the ones giving Barack the choices, right?
No, I mean the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve.
Oh.
And this isn't, yeah, this, in other words, they say Obama nominates you, professor, to Federal Reserve Board of Governors. You know, he's hoping, they say, a University of Utah business professor will fill one of two vacancies in the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. That's what the university announced recently. The guy's name is Alan Landon. He's an adjunct professor at the David Eccles School of Business. He was nominated by Obama to join the 7-member board that oversees the Federal Reserve system and establishes much of the nation's monetary policy.
Maybe he'll be for auditing the Fed, Kurt, don't you think?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
All right, well.
You know, it tells you where he came from and all his, you know, financial background and stuff like that. By the way, he came to Utah from Hawaii. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know,
they probably served ice cream in Honolulu together, Kurt.
Yeah. The guy that's chairman and CEO of Bank of Hawaii Corp said this guy provided strong leadership for the company during times of economic difficulty. Anyway, there you go. There's your newest, nominee.
Well, speaking of funny money, Kurt, just try to win the lottery, buddy.
Yeah, I hear that. You know, the lottery, there's one for you. You know, it looks like, I'm just trying to find that one there. You know, yeah, there you go. Lottery, Sam, which one?
Dateline, New Mexico. Man told $500,000 winning lottery ticket. Well, they just said it was a misprint. Sorry about that. You know, didn't mean to. Guess we had a couple of them, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the deal with that, Kurt? A misprint?
Well,
I'd be suing somebody over that sucker.
Yeah, good point. You know, the lottery is such a, such a boon to education, Sam. I mean, it's without the lottery, education would certainly be in trouble, wouldn't it? I mean, we're always told that, hey, man, you know, if you'll participate in the lottery, it'll strengthen education. I think people would wise up by now, but...
Nothing like for the children, Kurt. I'm just saying.
Keep falling for that one, don't we? But, yeah, you know, just imagine you're the winner of the
$500,000 lottery ticket. Out,
yeah, you find out, hey, it's just not the way you thought it was.
Well, and if you get past Fox the misprint fiasco, Kurt, and you somehow force them to give you the ticket, then you're still going to get your $500,000, and the government's going to probably take at least $250 of it or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. This guy, John Wines, he's kind of whining about this now, but anyway, he bought this scratch-off ticket, Roswell, New Mexico gas station. He figures it's worth $500,625. But the state lottery says it's worthless. He's a retired heating and air conditioning repairman. He bought the $20 Ruby Sevens ticket December 6th. He went to his car to scratch it off when his effort appeared to reveal four prizes, two of $250,000, one for $75,000, and another for $50,000. He excitedly ran back in to present it to the cashier. She scanned it in the machine and told me it isn't a winner. He said to Fox News, I couldn't believe it. It turned out the ticket bore at least two critical misprints above the $250,000 jackpots. His winning numbers listed on another portion of the ticket were 1 and 2. If either of those appeared above the prize, the ticket is a winner. Anyway, it's a little difficult to figure it out. But
here's the bottom line, Kurt. The way you make sure that lotteries are in the favor of the government is you commit fraud. No different than the Federal Reserve story right above it, right? Just a different way to play the game.
Yeah.
There you have it. I bet that New Mexico man almost went out with lottery rage, didn't he, Kurt?
Great point, Sam, yeah.
All right, well, the good part is at least his gas prices are going to go down. So even though he lost money on his lottery ticket, when he fills his car with gas, he's going to be saving cash, isn't he, Kurt?
Yep, you know, and that's one of the, at least, I know, scariest things that people are having to deal with.
I'm totally in fear every time I fill my tank. I'm so gleefully fearful, I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, and if you don't remember the story, ladies and gentlemen, some guy had the, you know, audacity to write a story that says that people were scared because of the low prices.
That was like some journalist, wasn't it? And,
you know, some real smart guy. And I thought, yeah, I mean, I've seen people in super amounts of fear fueling up, you know, lately.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're afraid of their shadows, man, I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, it's true, ladies and gentlemen. Gas prices are going down, but we'll tell you about the IRS in a second. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt with News the Networks Refuse to Use, always right here live. It's the Liberty Roundtable, teaming up with your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
This half hour is brought to you in part by FreezeDryGuy.com and TetonSports.com, not to mention GimmeLibertyFun.com. Hey, Kurt, so the Rush Limbaugh says the Republicans are on a suicide mission. I happen to think he's got a valid point. I don't see anything out of the Republicans. Everybody wanted significant change. They wanted bold action. They wanted the Republicans to get it done and pull the country in a different direction. And no, it ain't happening. And it's not even likely to happen, ladies and gentlemen, that I can see. You got John Boehner. And you got that other goofball, Mitch McConnell. They control the most conservative branch of government, supposedly. And I don't believe it. I think there's a lot of good people up there trying to do the best they can, but we've talked to them personally at Matt Salmon's office in December, and he basically said, hey, they've just got us flat out sidelined. They don't give us a chance to do anything. And anytime we stand up and do something good, they punish us. And so we support the good, honest Americans. We do not support the Republicans. And I point that out because there's some good Democrats and good independents, and there's good people. But it's sad. We're not getting anything done. The Republicans are failing miserably, ladies and gentlemen. And what that'll do in 2016, I don't know. All right, so gas prices are going down, Kurt. That's fantastic news, but it ain't all rosy when the IRS jumps into the mix, huh?
Well, in at least in my opinion, this is one of the best pieces of news that you can get, even though you're going to get, you've got
Best pieces of news and IRS is in there? Come on.
Well, I know it's kind of hard to believe, but at least under the current tax game system that you've got to play, the IRS has announced that if you have a home-based business or any type of business where you drive, they're going to give you, going to let you go from 56 cents a mile up to 57.5 cents. Basically they say this is the second highest in the tax services history. They say back in 2008, the number was 58.5 cents. So it's, close to that. Now, some people say it's puzzling because the price of fuel is down now, but the thing is the IRS announced this before the drops.
Before the tank.
Yeah, the tanking of the fuel prices. But key thing to remember is, at least in my opinion, one of the most important parts of the tax game that you can play is you can, you know, have your own home-based store or some kind of a business so that when you travel, you can legitimately deduct.
Yeah, you can write off as much as you can.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
That's a big part of the tax scheme. And if you want help with that, we can help you there. If you don't, you know, hey, just pay as much tax as you possibly can because the federal government loves your money. You know,
I think you need to do your very best to keep every penny out of the hands of government. It's your absolute constitutional liberty-loving duty, my fellow Americans. That's my humble opinion.
Yeah. And then you can put it in good places, whether it is with Liberty Roundtable. Or
yeah,
Liberty
like you could just write out $1 million check to Liberty Roundtable Live, and we could take care of business. Then Kurt Cosby would be everywhere, man. He'd be like better than the Pimpernel, you know what I mean?
All right, yeah.
Nebraska couple, they're in the news. They're building libraries, Kurt. You can't do that without government funding, can you? Come on.
Well, you know, and that's the reason I bring it up. There's this... kind of move by people to, I guess do these little free libraries. Now, I'm trying to remember the name of this. There's an organization.
You sent it to me. I'm trying to find it.
By the way, I can see it.
I was trying to get a hold of those guys too, Kurt, by the way.
Yeah, you know, and it's nice to see that there are good people doing good things. And this one just reminded me of that group. But basically what they do is they've got these little, it's like a bigger mailbox or like a big, almost a birdhouse kind of thing that you put at your place. And in this story that says Nebraska couple build little library filled with free books, they call it the Free Little Library Organization.
No, Little Free Library.
Called. Oh, sorry.
You gotta say it right. And the only reason I say that is because that's how the website is. So it's littlefreelibrary.org.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's funny because in the KSL piece, they call it the Free Little Library Organization. But when you click on it, it does go to the littlefreelibrary.org.
And I just want you to be able to find it. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
So it's littlefreelibrary.org, and it's actually very cool. Kurt emailed me about this, and I hadn't got back to Kurt on it because I've been so busy. But I researched this, and I think it's a very cool concept, and I wanted to get the people on to interview them, and I just don't have it done yet. Maybe Kurt could help me get that done in my spare time. But the point is, it's a very cool concept, and if you go to littlefreelibrary.org, littlefreelibrary.org, you can learn more about it. And I think it's a very cool concept, and it just proves, Kurt, that we don't need government for everything, buddy. Just don't.
That's exactly right. You know, and I've even suggested over the years that, I mean, just imagine if you went even more online with this kind of thing. And say you did the neighborhood library, you know, and let's say your neighborhood was, Cedar Hills or American Fork, wherever you live. And you basically put on there the books you were willing to offer, books, videos, DVDs, you know, whatever it is. Then individuals in your area could go on there and then make a connection with you and either borrow the book or
it's almost like Craigslist library style. It's fantastic, but you wouldn't need
imagine
money.
If we did that.
Well, and let me tell you what I like about the little free library concept the most, Kurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a great concept because it doesn't cost money. It doesn't involve government, all those things. Okay, that's just the surface stuff that's fantastic. But what I really think is phenomenal about it is this. The idea of a little library suggests I'm not trying to get every book under the sun, Kurt. I'm not trying to get pornography books like 50 Shades of Grey or any of that garbage. And I'm not forced by some community baloney or some court case to carry this or not carry that or anything else. I can carry and do whatever I darn well please to do. And so if you go to Sam Bushman's Free Little Library or Little Free Library, then you would basically get books related to Sam Bushman's interests, which would be, it's very clear I could do it in six words, God, family, country, life, liberty, property, right? Okay, you would understand that it's a liberty-based library based on God, family, and country. and that you would understand the principles of liberty are very important to me. God, family, and country would be at the top of the list. And you would have rated G, maybe PG stuff. I mean, some stuff, like if you study about war, it's pretty violent, so it might need to be PG, Kurt, or something. But there would be no R, no X, no salacious stuff. It would be based on education. It would be based on good, clean entertainment. It would be based on, in other words, you would learn Sam Bushman's Little Free Library. And you would say, you know what, I'm comfortable if my kid goes to get a book from Sam Bushman's Little Free Library because I know who Sam Bushman is. And I know what principles he will support and back and believe in. I'm telling you right now, no book gets in Sam Bushman's Little Free Library unless it's screened by Sam Bushman himself. Because I don't need a gazillion books, okay? I just want the books that I find the top of the list, the most important. And I'm telling you, that's really what matters. And here's the good part. Not only will you, one, get the right kind of books from the right kind of people for free, and you won't need government at all. But it gets better than that because then you're going to make enduring relationships, Kurt, with people who are like-minded in belief system. Let's say that I'm into law, for example, and I meet a couple of attorneys that have their own little free libraries, and pretty soon I've got some friendships, and I've got a peer group that I can go to for questions and ideas and information, and I can further my education, and I can get recommendations, and I can, okay, it goes on and on. Same thing with liberty. Somebody comes to my little free library, and pretty soon they're like, man, I like Sam. He's all right, you know? And, I'm going to not only get books from Sam, but I'm going to listen to his radio show. Or I'm going to, in other words, you start to create enduring relationships around whatever the little free library theme seems to be. For me, of course, it would be liberty. But whatever your deal is, then you start to get these community groups, these local organizations, because it's .org, right, around these concepts of whatever you like and believe in and whatever you're drawn to, Kurt. Let's say that you're a car buff. And so you go to your buddy's little free library, and this old gentleman has all these old vintage cars and such like that, and you become a car expert. Or maybe you love basketball, and you become a basketball expert. And you go to those people that would foster that kind of material, those kind of books, those kind of themes in their little free library or whatever. And not only do you get incredible educational materials or whatever, but you also get a friendship and a peer group. And I believe that, Kurt, later down the road, believe it or not, will translate into jobs. I'll give you an example. Let's say that I'm looking for somebody to run radio shows called a board operator for my radio network. And, you know, guys that come to me often for liberty and that we ended up having conversations when they borrowed book A about radio and that they listen to the radio and they this and that. Pretty soon when their son needs a job or wants to do an internship for school or whatever else, they know where to go. They go to Sam Bushman, don't they? And all I'm telling you is you develop a whole lot more than just this library concept. When you have little free library, I think it's phenomenal, and I think we got to get these people on the radio and talk more about exactly how they do it, because they put together a plan to make sure that the books are returned, that the books, in other words, they put together kind of the principles that they've learned are effective and work for these little libraries, Kurt, where it doesn't take a ton of overhead, and it doesn't take a ton of expertise or a, quote, certified librarian or any of that garbage. Mere mortals can do this, Kurt, and they kind of put the blueprint together of how to get this done. I find the whole concept absolutely fascinating, and in my humble opinion, if we get enough of these off the ground, it'll absolutely again be another disruptor in education, Kurt. It's phenomenal.
Very good, Sam.
Absolutely phenomenal.
And you know, I actually have one of these in our neighborhood that I was able to see personally. And
whenever I get Kurt Cosby's van, there's not even enough room for me because his van's like a little free library going on.
Yeah. There you go. But anyway, it's pretty interesting to learn about that. And this one Nebraska couple that's actually been doing that, they say there's more than 20,000 registered little free libraries in this group of libraries that they call that.
Now, just so you know, Kurt, then what you start getting is what's called interlibrary loans, and pretty soon your little free library can get books from other places and materials. I'm just telling you, it's tremendous. This is an incredibly innovative concept, Kurt. I really think so.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go, Sam.
All I'm telling you is, so help me get these people on the radio. I'll keep trying on it. If you keep helping me on it too, littlefreelibrary.org if you're interested in starting one or learning more about it on your own. littlefreelibrary.org. I'm just telling you, the concept is fascinating. You put that together with Khan Academy, and you put that together with some of these alternative options for education online, and pretty soon, man, you're just into a treasure trove of solutions, baby. Speaking of that, I don't know if Beyonce is going to the Little Free Libraries, but I'm telling you right now, she's having babies, huh, Kurt? Beyonce.
Well, yeah, you know, and the interesting, now, If you don't know who she is, by the way, she's like this famous movie star lady or something like that. And
she's a singer.
I guess she's, well, okay, she's a movie, TV, you know, singer lady or whatever. But she's, I guess they call her for short, not, you know, they call her Bay. She married somebody named Jay. So it's Bay and Jay. And they got married in April of 2008. And then they had a baby in 2011. That means baby in wedlock. And now they're actually thinking that, well, I guess she told an ABC News team that she'd like more children. She thinks their little baby girl named Blue Ivy needs some company. I guess she even told old Anderson Cooper that motherhood just gives you purpose. She even added, I realized why I was born, and more than anything, all the things I want to pass on to my child, and the best way of doing that is not by preaching or telling her, but showing her by example. Wow.
You don't see that much anymore, do you, Kurt?
Yeah, no, you don't.
Now,
get,
look, I know everybody's going to tell me Sam Beyonce's into seance and satanic rituals and all this kind of stuff, and I understand all that. Hoopla around the entertainer. However, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is where people, I want to stop you from emailing me about, oh, Sam, you're too right, you're too left, you fall into that left-right paradigm, you this, you... No, I don't. Not even maybe. I stand for principle. And so I don't care if Beyonce's off track with her religious beliefs or this or that or whatever. I'm just telling you right now, when she says motherhood gives you a sense of purpose, and I realize why I was born, and it's important for me to not just teach by preach, but teach by example, I couldn't double down and agree more with that, Kurt. Not saying that I agree with Beyonce on many other things.
Good stuff.
But this is principle, and she's absolutely correct. And we need to be big enough and wise enough and mature enough to recognize, even if somebody we disagree with on almost everything is correct on something, we need to double down in support of that correct principle. When she says that, hey, I want to teach my children by example. Now, I may debate what example she's going to provide her child. That's another discussion. But no doubt one of the best ways to truly teach your children is to set an example. She's right. When she says that, you know what, having children gives you purpose to be a parent, she's absolutely right. You can't argue with that. Now, the other thing that I think she's right on, Kurt, is the story continues. They dated for like 6 years, right?
That's correct. I would not recommend that.
But here's the point. I mean, I wouldn't recommend dating that long either. But the point is they dated for a long time, and then they got married, and now they're having two children in wedlock, right?
Yeah.
They tied the knot.
They seem, you know, reasonably happy, which, you know, you'd think the whole world tells you, hey, number one, don't have any kids. What, you know, you don't really, you know, participate in marriage with a man and a woman. I mean, you know, these are people that are breaking the mold, I'm saying.
They are. And again, I wouldn't recommend 6-year dating, but I would say this, to date somebody to get to know somebody and then get married and stay married and have children and say, you know what, being a mother defines my purpose and teaching my children by example and I want more children. All I can tell you is I got to give her some credit. I got to give her and her husband. I mean, I know they're rappers and their songs are salacious. I get all that, okay? And I'm not supporting any of that. That's why I can support principles and not people. I don't need to support Beyonce or, you know, whatever. I'm supporting this idea that having children is a wonderful thing and gives you purpose in life. In other words, families are the fundamental unit of society. I support that. And the idea that to teach your children by example and the idea to want more children that God gives you, I got to agree with her. And she's pregnant with baby number two as a married person. That's like almost unheard of in the entertainment industry, Kurt. Especially when both of them are entertainers, huh?
That is a pretty cool story, I think.
Amen to that. I hear that.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear the latest happenings at Overstock.com, Kurt?
No.
Come on. Remember, our buddy is the CEO of Overstock.com.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Overstock.com just installed a Bitcoin machine. It's a Bitcoin ATM. In their Utah headquarters, sir.
Wow.
so if you want to go get some Bitcoin, Kurt, roll on up there, buddy.
Okay.
You ought to go up to Overstock.com and you ought to talk to him about their Bitcoin machine and check it out and then report on it. And then get a hold of the CEO, see if he wants to come on the radio about his Bitcoin machine. It's pretty cool.
That is interesting.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. I thought you'd like that. We met him, believe it or not. He's from Utah and so are we, but we met him in Washington, D.C. at the National Tax, or at the NTU, National Taxpayers Union, event. And he was a very nice guy. Anyway, I was impressed with him, Kurt. He's quite libertarian in his thinking, as are we. And anyway, we hit it off with the guy, but he's literally got a Bitcoin ATM in his headquarters of the Overstock.com business. I thought that was marvelous.
All right. That is impressive.
You and I might not like this, the origins of the research, Kurt, but you're going to love the conclusions.
All right.
Of this new study. Headline says, higher fiber diet linked to lower risk of death. I'm going to say it again. Higher fiber diet linked to lower risk of death. Dateline Reuters. Did you see this piece, Kurt?
You know, I saw the headline. I didn't really go in-depth into the story.
Man, I thought you'd be all over this story, Kurt.
Well, you know, it's something that I preach all the time. And, you know, at least in my opinion, it's... smart move, you know.
I agree.
And
they say people who eat the most fiber were less likely to die of any cause, according to the latest study of over a million people, Kurt.
That's quite
a big study.
Yeah.
They say the finding might be explained by fiber's potential to lower the risk of chronic diseases, including heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and several types of cancer, researchers say. Individuals should be encouraged to increase their dietary fiber. And they say that the more fiber you eat, the lower chance of premature death. What is it? Yang Yang of the Shanghai Cancer Institute said? And they pulled data from over 17 previous studies. And almost a million people were tracked, men and women both. And I guess in that deal, they recorded about 67,000 deaths that they, you know, had mixed into the study. And Yang's team divided participants into five different groups based on their, quote, daily fiber intake in the top fifth, meaning the people who ate the most fiber. They were 16% less likely to die than those in the bottom fifth, who consume the least amount of fiber. In addition, they say these studies show a 10% drop in any risk factor for death for every gram of fiber you eat. In other words, more fiber, less death. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recommends that adults consume 14 grams of fiber in every 1,000 calories they take in. That's about 25 grams for women and about 38 grams daily for men. And they say that, hey, the more economically developed the country, the less fiber they seem to eat, which is sad. And these study results are very much in line with previous published studies. Anyway, bottom line is eat fiber, Kurt. And then they go on and they say they don't know if fiber from natural foods or added fiber from dietary supplements is better. And I can already answer that and say this. You know what? The more natural your fiber is, the better. But any fiber you get is better than none, that's for sure. And they say it's not that difficult to consume an extra 10 grams of fiber per day, Kurt. You can do so with whole grain foods. You can do so with breakfast cereals. You can do so with vegetables. You can do so with added dietary fiber supplements, which is what I use. And I think they're phenomenal. Anyway, there you have it, Kurt. Any comments on that study?
Well, it's good news to see that, you know, the story is out. Now, you know, the implementation is the key, but there's plenty of opportunities for fiber-rich, you know, kind of things to eat.
Yeah, just hope people take action.
To take them.
Yeah. All I can tell you, though, is I think it's good that they mentioned this. I think it's good for people to learn about it. And I think it's a pretty obvious when you think about it that, hey, if you get your body and the elimination process working properly that it's going to be good for you. To me, it's pretty sound logic. Pretty simple to understand, and, right, Kurt?
And we can make this whole thing pretty, you know, easy on you, if you will, by, you know, we can make some good suggestions. If you're interested, just communicate with us. We'll pass on the info.
Yeah, email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211, and say, Kurt, I want to learn more about that fiber story and how I can make sure that I have more fiber in my diet. Higher fiber diet linked to lower risk of death. Just call up Kurt and say, I want lower risk of death, Kurt. Can you help me? And Kurt will help you right on out. Anyway, I thought it was a phenomenal story, and I think it's really good when we see some research that the support's something we've known for a long time. And the reason I bring it up, Kurt, is because it's one of the great solutions for your health. And it's a pretty simple solution. It's not a big boatload of money. It's not something that's confusing or complicated. It's very simple. You get your body moving to make sure that stuff that needs to be eliminated goes away. And it's going to be very good for your body, very good for your health. You're going to feel better. You're going to be you'll even lose weight, Kurt. It's just phenomenal.
Well, and I even think, you know, if you really want to, most of us, especially us men, we kind of look at everything as, well, what's the bottom line, you know? And, you know, frankly, if you want to look at the bottom line, you know, as a human, you know, in my opinion, you can be less expensive simply because you look at, hey, if you've got extended life, you've got extended earning power, you also, if you eat the right stuff, in my opinion, it's less expensive than many of the wrong kinds of things to eat. You spend less time being sick, not to mention, you know, dying early, which means, hey, you know, then you're going to be more productive and be able to be in the fight for freedom longer and stronger, you know?
You got that. Anyway, I thought it was a cool story. I thought it was educational. I thought it was solutions-oriented. Therefore, it's flat-out belonged on Liberty Roundtable Live, now, didn't it? All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Educational opportunities always at libertyroundtable.com, as well as live and on-demand radio, unique columnist content, and more. Click on Help Us Grow to get involved today. You are listening to libertyroundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to get involved. Also, we're live on the Roku player and live at libertyroundtable.com. Not to mention, you can turn any phone into a radio anytime, anywhere, any phone. Simply smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and indeed will restore America. Will you get involved? LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.